It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. And welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast and our most recent op-eds. We would appreciate it if you would go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. Fasten your seatbelts. We've got a great show planned for you today. We'll be talking with Casper Stockham in this first segment. He is a candidate for Congress, CD7. Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, will give us an update on what is happening in the mortgage markets, how this election might be affecting that. Kyle Bradell, who is a candidate for RTD director, will weigh in on why he is running in the race. We'll talk, of course, to Jason McBride at the bottom of the hour. He is with Presidential Wealth Management. And then Jay Davidson, who is another valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. He is the founder and CEO of First American State Bank, will join us in the third and fourth segment. So be sure and check all that out. On the website, KimMunson.com, is the voter's guide that Rick Turnquest and I put together. It's a very thorough analysis of all of the ballot questions that are on the Colorado ballot this year, as well as we make the case for voting Republican up and down the ticket this election cycle. We explain to you this whole Emerge candidate training program, which is a far left candidate training program for Democrat women. And then we also name the Cruel 17. There were 17 Democrat Colorado House Democrats that voted to let people die alone. We are recommending that you vote them out of office and name their opponents as well. How are you doing today, Producer Steve?
Well, it's a little busy here in on my side of the glass.
Well, I actually was traveling last night, and I did not get to see the debate. What do you think of what you saw of it? What do you think?
Well, I only had the stomach for about 35 minutes because they got into kind of a bickering mode and they weren't actually answering the question. But the moderator did a very good job, probably a lot better than I would have expected, you know, with all the play up that went into that. And, you know, I think that the president really took the upper hand overall. He really... I've been hearing some sound bites of the portions that I missed, and he really took it to old Joe.
Well, you mentioned as we were preparing for the show today that the president said, here, Joe, you're talking about all the things that you're going to do. You've been there. Why didn't you do them? In fact, Joe's been in office for 47 years. If he was such a crackerjack leader, if you will, it seems like these problems that he's talking about would have been solved. But that's the thing with politicians. They don't want to solve the problems. Well, because if those problems go away, then what do they do? And also, it can eliminate their money gravy train as well.
He's an expert. He puts it out there. You know, he started, you know, putting the cake out there. Oh, let me put it in these terms. He put the cake out there and said, Joe, you're talking about all these things you're going to do. It wasn't that long since you were there. And I got to tell you, Joe, the whole reason I ran was because of you and Barack. That was the icing on the cake.
Ha ha, aha. Okay, well, we're going to jump into some of the bigger issues, I think, on this throughout the hour. But I always want to make sure that I say thank you to this great team that I get to work with. And that's you, Producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. I appreciate all of you and also all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And each of you listeners, I treasure you. I value you. You each have a purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And before I get to our quote for the day, let's go down to Patty had found this piece that you had mentioned that Stanford, some of the professors there have come out and said that the Joe Biden tax plan would be absolutely devastating to the economy of the United States economy. And what that would mean is it would be devastating to everyday hardworking people, Steve.
Yeah, and I found it surprising. I mean, I'm going to move away from the actual content to say that this story even saw the light of day. You know what's going on in universities all across the country in terms of their, you know, pro-leftist standpoint. So why would this a story like this even make the news? You think that, you know, it's fine for these four economists at Stanford to do their research, but why was a story like this ever allowed to see the light of day?
Well, it came out, it was published under Foundation for Economic Education, and people need to be digging deeper than this mainstream media. And the Foundation for Economic Education is, they do excellent work. We've had Larry Reed on, who is the, is it chairman emeritus of Foundation for Economic Education, and it's a new Stanford study that suggests Biden's agenda will have four devastating economic consequences. And what they said, that it would distort labor incentives, it would decrease productivity, and it would kill jobs. And I did see that there was a headline that went across on one of the mainstream media outlets that said that the Biden tax plan would, or people were favoring Biden on the economy. And I'm thinking, why on earth could that possibly happen? But before we get to Casper, somebody sent this to me. And I thought that this was really imperative as they talk about taxing the rich. This was from, I think, Corvette News or something. It says, a guy looked at my Corvette the other day and said, I wonder how many people could have been fed for the money that car cost. And the guy replied, I'm not sure, but it fed a lot of families who built it in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It fed the people who make the tires. It fed the people who made the components that went into it. It fed the people in the copper mine who mine the copper for the wires. It fed people in Decatur, Illinois at Caterpillar who make the trucks that haul the copper ore. It fed the trucking people who hauled it from the plant to the dealer. And it fed the people working at the dealership and their families. But I have to admit, I guess I really don't know how many people it fed. I think that is a beautiful example. This guy was successful. He saved up his money to buy a Corvette. And people have virtue signaled that you shouldn't buy things that you enjoy, that you've earned. And I think that that is a tremendous statement to capitalism, Steve.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay, let's jump over here and see what Casper Stockham, candidate for Congressional District 7, thinks about that. Casper, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim, it's good to be here.
What do you think about the quote I just did regarding all the people that that Corvette fed?
I apologize. I didn't hear the quote.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. It just said that basically, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats now, they say that they're only going to tax the rich. And they always look at people with envy, like this guy with the Corvette said, I wonder how many people that Corvette would have fed. And it's like I pencil in a way of all the people that go into making actually a pencil, but everybody makes a living because they all work together. Let's talk a little bit more, Casper, about, and I think it actually segues into Trump's platinum plan for America. And since you and I talked last week, 50 Cent and Ice Cube, which are black rappers, rap singers, have come out and endorsed the president. What's your thoughts on that, Casper?
Well, yeah, and the black community now is attacking 50 Cent and Ice Cube. You know, that's the typical, the standard response. Anytime anyone of any stature comes out and supports the president, the community immediately attacks them, which tells you that that person is probably on track. Because, you know, it makes no sense. If you disagree with what they said, then just say it. You know, I disagree with Ice Cube and 50 Cent. Okay, why do you have to now turn them into something different because you don't agree with their stance? It's just embarrassing. I did watch a debate last night, and I thought the president did a really good job. I think he redeemed himself from the first debate for sure and gave his base and even people that may or may not, or people who may not have thought that they supported him, now he gave them reason to support him.
I was traveling, so I did not see the debate. That is good to hear. Did you watch the whole thing? I think, what was it, about an hour, 35 minutes or so?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. In fact, Joy Villa was in town, so she held a debate watch party downtown Denver. So we were down there at her watch party, and it was fun. Of course, the Joy is always fun. But, yeah, we watched the whole debate, and like I said, there were so many good bites from that. I see the memes already this morning coming out a lot of stuff that the president said, and even stuff that Joe said that, like, made no sense because he talked about fracking. You know, he said, I never said that I was going to ban fracking. Yes, you did. And then he said to Trump, he said, find the video and put it up on your website. And Trump was like, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Be sure and check out my website tomorrow. Okay. Hey, Casper, we have just about a minute. How is your race going? And what is the area of your race? What area does that cover here in Colorado?
Yeah, so running in Congressional District 7, that's Jefferson and Adams County, most of Jefferson and most of Adams County. And the race is going very well, Kim. You know, even though we don't have the resources my opponent has, he's been hiding in the basement, you know, like
there's a lot of that going around.
Exactly. So we've been out in the communities, and the responses we're getting is phenomenal. And I don't just go to Republican doors. I go to any door that I walk up to, and sometimes those doors have a Black Lives Matter sign on them. And I knock on the door anyway and tell them who I am. And I've been able to place my yard signs in Democrat lawns. And some of those Democrats say they hate Trump, but they took my sign and put it up.
Okay. How can people help you and get more information? Yeah, how can people help you and get more information? We're a little over a week out now.
Yeah, so they can go to Casper4Colorado, it's FORColorado.com. What we need right now are volunteers big time to finish completing getting our signs out. We have several hundred signs that we need to get out and get in yards. And even if someone has voted already, they still need to put one of my signs in the yard because it helps the neighbors know who they need to support. So we need to get those signs out, and we need volunteers to get that done. We need folks to have our banners up on the highways and byways. So we have a bunch of banners and stuff that we purchased. So we want to get those out so people can see who to vote for come Election Day. We need bodies. We need boots on the ground.
Okay, well, adopt a candidate. I would recommend adopting Casper Stockham, Congressional District 7 candidate, and be sure and help out a candidate. We all need to have boots on the ground, and our hard work will pay off. It's time for a change in CD7. Casper Stockham, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Okay, and before we go to break, want to give a shout out to another great partner of mine, and that is Hooters Restaurants. 5 locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. October, every October, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Hooters Restaurant stepped up last year and raised $700,000. This was nationwide in all of the Hooters restaurants. And they're trying to raise $1 million this year. And they have 5 things going on. You can actually purchase a pink drink. Part of that money goes to fundraising. You can donate to their pink color change cup. You can round up your bill. You can have, they have pink themed merchandise, and you can also, for $1, fill out an endowment card and have that on the wall. For more information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. We'll be right back with Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
And And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. Want to jump over here to a valued part of mine, and that is Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Good morning, Kim. Okay.
Good morning, Lauren. Did you watch the debate last night?
I watched some of it. I did. I didn't make it through it all, though, if I'm being honest.
Okay. What did you think? What was...
So this time I actually thought it was a little better. It wasn't so argumentative. They actually got to some issues, which, you know, I found interesting compared to the last time when it was a lot of talking over each other. And I think Trump did well for himself. We'll see how it picks up in some of these swing states.
We'll see what the, definitely see what the polls have to say about that. What about interest rates? We're watching interest rates. Have they started to move up, or is there still opportunity at these lower rates in the mortgage market?
There's still opportunity. They have started to, the 10-year note has broken out into, you know, about mid-point eights now when it was in the point sixes. So we're starting to see them creep up ever so slightly, but I believe there's still a lot of opportunity, and you can still get something with a, you know, in the twos, high twos range. But they've started to creep up just a little bit, and as we head into the election, and, you know, that's not unheard of as people seek some safety just heading into an unknown period.
If people would like to try to do something about that, to do a refinance, I know it's taking a little bit more time, but can they lock in a rate even while they're going through this whole loan processing process?
Absolutely. That's what lenders are doing. Even lenders that are taking a little bit longer are honoring longer rate locks. They're letting people lock in for, you know, 45 to 60 days at the cost of a normal 30-day rate lock. So they're doing things to make sure that people are protected at the rate that we talked about with them. So they don't have to worry about that, even if a little bit of time goes by. So it's definitely not too late, and there's definitely opportunities.
Okay. Well, people, in order to reach you, they can reach you at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. Opportunity is still knocking at the door. I would recommend that people answer that, Lauren Levy.
I agree with you. Thank you so much, Kim.
Okay. We'll talk to you again next week. And now I want to jump over. Kyle Bradell has thrown his hat in the ring for RTD director. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. Good morning.
And you are running for RTD director. What district is that, Kyle?
District A. And District A is basically downtown Denver to Lowry, down to Glendale, Wash Park, and back up to downtown. So if you live in that area between Colfax and I-25, then I am your candidate for the next 4 years to for that seat for RTD.
Kyle, why did you decide to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, I have great experience with public transportation. One, for example, is for the past 3 years, I've been a member on RTD's disability committee. So if you're in a wheelchair or if you're blind, we think of ways to make the buses, the trains, and the accessorized better for you. And one way that I've recommended to make RTD better is with the renovation of 16th Street Mall. In about a year or two, the City of Denver and RTD in a partnership are going to completely renovate 16th Street Mall. And so one thing that I recommended that would be a huge benefit to the disability community is to have heated underground sidewalks. So, for example, this Sunday it's supposed to snow. Well, what would work with the renovation is that instead of having people shovel the snow and plow the snow, you just turn on a switch and there's tubes that go up and down 16th Street Mall that would melt the snow instantly. So if you're in a wheelchair, you won't get stuck at a corner with snow and ice like every past winter. Or if you're blind, you'll be able to walk up and down the mall safely. And same thing if you're a senior citizen, you'll be able to walk on dry pavement. And that's just one way that I want to get onto the board and make sure that everyone gets the best bang for their buck.
It sounds expensive. What is it expensive to do that?
No. There will always be a cost to everything that we do. But if we look at Vail and Aspen and the city of Holland, Michigan, they've been having underground sidewalks for a number of years, and it's been a great benefit to their cities and their residents and visitors. And so now one way to pay for it is of course, the city of Denver will be kicking in their own money along with the Downtown Denver Partnership. And also, since it's a historical district, there will be some federal funding coming in as well. And since RTD has their free shuttle that goes up and down the mall, they'll also be kicking in some money as well. So it'll be a huge pot of everyone throwing in to make sure that the mall will be sufficient for the next 40 years.
Well, Kyle Bradel, how can people get more information about all the other things that you're proposing regarding RTD?
They can go to my website, which is kyleforrtd.com, and there I have so much more of going on, such as consolidating the light rail lines from 8 lines to 4. Because right now RTD thinks that we have to have 8 lines. Well, there's really not 8. There's only 4. There's the Golden Line, the Santa Fe Line, the I-25 line, and the Aurora Line. And if we merge all those 8 lines down to 4, then we could put 2 trains per hour back into Aurora that RTD and the current representative for my district voted to take away. And there would be no additional cost whatsoever, because the amazing thing is that the time it takes from Peoria down to Ridgegate, which is the entire length of the Aurora line, if you stop the train at the Bellevue station, then we can make it work, because the time it takes from Bellevue to Ridgegate and back is the exact same time as Bellevue back up to Peoria.
Kyle Bradel, that sounds very interesting. We should have another conversation after the election because there's a lot going on with RTD. So thank you so much. And again, how can people reach you?
It's kyleforrtd.com. And I know that there's a few people that haven't voted yet, so I just want to reach out and let them know, hey, I do have solutions and practical ideas to give riders and taxpayers the best thing for their buck.
Okay. Well, Kyle Bradel, thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay in touch.
Very good, Ken. Thank you.
Hey, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. Did you watch the debate last night?
I did, and I am man enough to admit when I was wrong. I thought the moderator did an okay job. You know, the questions were still designed to put Trump on the defense for the most part and let Joe Biden get a pass, and she did talk over Trump repeatedly, but, you know, you didn't detect, like, the horrible vitriol and the nastiness and the arguing that you've seen in other instances, and I guess that's about the best, Kim, that you can expect to get out of a debate moderator at this point in time. Is only mostly biased.
Okay. We mentioned in the first segment that a number of Stanford, I guess 4 different Stanford professors came out and basically said that Biden's tax plan would be devastating to everyday hardworking people. You had already figured that out. We're about, 10 days out from Election Day. I would recommend that people go to our landing page together, airpresidential.com, and download your analysis of what the Biden tax plan would do, or I guess it was the Trump tax plan, what that actually has done for everyday hardworking people, and Biden wants to roll that back. I think you've had a lot of people that have requested that, correct?
Yeah, actually quite a few. So I think we've got a lot of good warriors out there that are well informed on the differences between the old tax plan we had and the new one we have under Trump. You know, unless you're just making stuff up, you can't dispute that the Trump tax cuts have indeed put more money back into the pockets of the middle class.
And people can check that out, Jason, at AIR. That's AIRpresidential.com. That's AIRpresidential.com. I'd recommend that people do that, and we'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
All right. Have a great weekend, Kim.
You bet. We'll be right back with Jay Davidson with First American State Bank.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter there. You'll get the first look at all of our upcoming op-eds and our most recent podcasts. And our voter's guide is there as well. Rick Turnquist and I sat down and did a very thorough analysis of the issues facing Coloradans and the ballot issues on the ballot this 2020 election season. And this is a great tool as you complete your ballot. So be sure and do that. On the line with me is one of my valued partners, and that is Jay Davidson. He is the founder and CEO of First American State Bank. Jay Davidson, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here, Kim, and it's an honor. Thank you.
And you took a look at our voter's guide as well and sent that out to some of your colleagues, and we really appreciate that. To have you do that means a lot to us, Jay.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I appreciate your deep analysis of the issues and actually nonpartisan analysis. It was very well balanced, I thought.
Well, good. And as I mentioned, I think it's a good tool as people complete their ballots. They may not agree with us on everything, but it's important that they have the actual ballot question. And then also, I didn't understand this until a few years ago, but for example, if something is referred to the ballot from the legislature, it's going to have a letter. And there's many times backup legislation behind that ballot question. And an example is on that Proposition EE, which is the gigantic $294 million tax increase. And they say ostensibly it's going to be on nicotine products. Jay, the backup legislation on that is 50 pages long. Madison said if the laws are so voluminous that people can't read them, everyday people, then you shouldn't have that as a law. And just on that alone is one of the reasons why we're a no on that Proposition EE.
Well, yeah, not to mention the financial hit of additional taxes at a time when the nation is reeling from this COVID quarantine that's going down. But they do try to make the ballots very obscure. They're very confusing. that's why the voter guides that you and other people do are so valuable to us. Take the time to analyze it and give us some good advice on it.
And people can find that at my website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Jay, I really want to ask you what you think about this election. We're a little over a week out now. What do you think about what's happening right now?
I think a couple of things here, and I am relying on the goodness in the hearts of all Americans, and that may or may not be true, but I think the Democrats Party has gone so far left that they're alienating their middle line, their moderate voters tremendously. And I think people are seeing the extremes to which the left will go to gain and hold power. And that power comes at a cost, a cost to you and me and all of us in our freedom, in our ability to retain the earnings that we work for, in the laws that they're throwing around. They're not really even laws. They've not gone through the legislative process. For instance, mask wearing. If you want to wear a mask, great, wear one. But insisting that everybody else does on some, I would say, in my opinion, I may be wrong, I'm not a doctor, but I don't really see how a less than one micron virus molecule can be stopped by a paper napkin, a filter that is porous as all get out. I just don't buy it. But we're being told that we have to wear these things. This is an edict from our dear governor. And if you're in certain cities, it's from your city leaders. This isn't a law. This is tyranny. I mean, I know it's a minor thing, but what's the next shoe to drop here? So as far as the election goes, you take the fact that Hillary Clinton was ahead 16 points going into the last election with Donald Trump. She lost. And now they're saying the same thing about Joe Biden. Well, the they is the media. And the media is very wrapped up in the outcome of the election, not in reporting the facts as they are. And this bias, I think also the American people have seen and do not trust for the most part. They're searching for other answers in other areas like the internet, Twitter and all these other things that they do. So I don't believe the media. I never have. And I believe them even less because I know whatever they say is biased, in my opinion, and is directed to a certain end, which is certainly unethical, certainly dishonest. Just give me the facts and I'll make my own decisions here.
But so, I was just going to say they're tapping down the facts. I have been on some different Twitter feeds where something has been posted, and then I click on what the person had. And this is like famous people like Mark Levin just this morning. And I clicked on what he was referring to, and that tweet has been taken down. And we're smart enough to figure it out. I would rather have more information than somebody making a decision that I would have less information, Jay Davidson.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, this Hunter Biden situation, both in China and the Burisma deal in the Ukraine, are really coming out, getting legs. It sounds very clearly that Joe Biden himself was benefiting from Hunter's illegal activity, and Joe also helped Hunter get into this position. But the mainstream media, Twitter, Facebook, are all trying to suppress this information. It's weird. I don't know why they're taking that kind of a chance.
I think, and you mentioned, you started this segment with this, that you have faith in the American people. And it's astonishing to me as we're coming into this election season, just the events that is occurring. But people need to say, what is it? Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. And I think the American people will finally, many of them will finally realize that there's been lies of omission, the omission of the media to actually try to get to the journalistic truth regarding these stories. And the fact that they have omitted getting that information out to the American people is just the same, I think, as lying to the American people, Jay Davidson.
Well, it certainly is. And it's not just omitting, they're actively suppressing. Have you ever tried to forward or share one of these documents on your Facebook or Twitter account? You can't. So it's happening more and more. And why the geniuses at Facebook or Twitter or Google think they can make these determinations for us is beyond my understanding. This arrogance is mind-boggling.
And I think that the message is starting to get out to everyday hardworking people. Now, the fact that here in Colorado, we have mail-in voting, and a significant amount of ballots have already been returned, which I think that is people probably that they would not change their mind, even if they found out even more information about the Bidens. But I think that there's a lot of unaffiliated undecideds that are still watching and waiting to see what is happening. And I think that the momentum is really coming towards the Trump camp. We're starting to see, I think, real momentum.
Yeah, I sure hope you're right, and I do think you're right. It's always, the elections are always in the middle. This is what the right-wing Republicans and the left-wing Democrats fail to gather. You know, if you're not playing to the center, you're not in the game. Now, they try to have it both ways, you know. Some of the right-wing guys go too far right. A lot of the left-wing people go way too far left. Obviously, I'm biased in my opinion. And they lose the middle ground. And then they try to come back and regain it later. Well, you know, there's television clips on what you said here and what you're saying there. So I agree with you that it's always in the middle. And it's always the people that don't want the extremes. I happen to be one of them. You happen to be another one of them. You work really hard and not to go to the extremes, to bring both sides of the story to everybody so they can make their own mind up. That's the beauty of what our efforts are on our side of the fence, whereas on the other side, they're using coercion, omission, actively suppressing information. They're manipulating the system. Where on our side, it's the same thing that we're always up to. We believe in freedom. You make your own choice, your informed choice. Informed or not, you make your own choice. And that's what the key difference is. A totalitarian collectivist attitude that appeals to the mob and or our side of the story, which says, hey, you need to do your due diligence. You need to do your work. Stop complaining about the government. Get involved. Do something proactive. And here's your freedom. This is your freedom. If you don't protect it, you will lose it.
And I think that the American idea is really on the ballot this particular election. Donald Trump, as much as they have demonized him, from what I've seen from his policies, Jay Davidson, is they are policies that give everyday people more freedom over their lives, more money in their pocket instead of the government taking it via taxes. I see Joe Biden, he says he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. And then he also says, but people under making less than $400,000, it won't really affect them. We've looked at these Trump tax cuts, and everyday people have anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 more in their pocket because of the Trump tax cuts. I think it's important that people understand that, and that would go away, and in fact, taxes would increase under Biden.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is the socialist way or the communist way or the tyrannical way. The government wants the left is the party of tyranny, in my opinion. It always has been. You can see its effects in the communist China, Russia, Venezuela, Argentina, formerly Great Britain, but they switched over, formerly Sweden, and they switched over to capitalism. But it's always this dictatorial from the top down, central control. I don't understand why logical and intelligent people, and Democrats are certainly logical and intelligent people, but why they would continue to vote for somebody that would basically enslave them, all because they feel good about welfare. I think welfare is the most immoral thing you can possibly do to somebody.
And
the reason is that you take away their sense of self-worth when you give them a handout. It is much better that you make them do something for it. It could be cleaning spoons. It doesn't matter. Every human innately, deeply feels the need to be valuable. And you are valuable by contributing to your overall society, where this whole idea of welfare is the opposite. It doesn't help these people. I think I've gone astray here.
You know what? Actually, I never know for sure where our discussion is going to go, but I have a whole bunch of things I want to ask you in the next segment. We're going to go to break. This is Kim Munson. I'm talking with Jay Davidson, valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. He is the founder and CEO of First American State Bank. Before we do that, though, another one of my great partners is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are a family-owned business. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And knives have been around since the Stone Age for good reason. They're functional, durable, versatile, and they are an essential part of the all-American toolkit. So whether or not you are a sportsman or your military personnel or a cook in the kitchen, Castlegate Knife and Tool has the right tool and knife for you. So for more information, go to castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We will be right back with Jay Davidson.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
The silent odorless killer, CO2. Your house has a monitor. Does your mask? Masks can actually be pretty dangerous, according to the National Institutes of Health. They say that inhaling high levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, may be life-threatening. OSHA does not recommend masks in oxygen-deprived environments, specifically elevations over 3,000 vertical feet. The mask mandate is not for your health. It's killing you one breath at a time, thanks to selfish Governor Polis, paid for by FECUnited.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast and our most recent op-eds. Go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. On the website is the voter's guide that Rick Turnquist and I work together on to help you as you are filling out your ballot this 2020 election cycle. It has all 11 of the ballot questions there. We've done a thorough analysis and highly recommend that you check that out. On the line with me is Jay Davidson, a value partner of the Kim Munson Show. He is the founder, CEO of First American State Bank. It is a community bank located right here in the Denver metro area. Jay Davidson, it is always great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks, Kim. It's great to be here.
We were talking a bit about socialism as we were coming into the break from the last segment. And Jay, this is a bit of an epiphany for me. I had recently reread most of the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Engels. And I realized that the socialism that they're promising all this free stuff right now is really a means to move us towards socialism. People still have to work under socialism. I mean, look at slave camps in China under Mao, or you can look at Stalin in Russia. People still work. they just don't get to keep the fruits of their labor. They are working for the government, for the elites. What's your thoughts on that, Jay?
Well, that's absolutely right. The funny thing about the communist way and communist life would be socialism. Socialism is the baby step into full-fledged communism. Their whole idea is based on control, and the control of, in this case, it's the means of production, as certain people have said. So the Communist Party, and in particular the Central Committee of the Communist Party, the few elites at the very top of the Communist Party, have created this myth that you can get everything for free. Now, I think we as rational, mature, and somewhat wise citizens realize there's nothing free in this world. Everything has a cost. And we're okay with that because we're willing to work hard because we as Americans living in a somewhat capitalistic society or economy can retain the fruits of our hard work. Now, that's going away to an alarming degree, and the major way that it's taken away is through taxation.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, though, the whole idea behind communism, and the only difference in communism and fascism, honestly, people think it's right or left. No, they're both the same. They both want control. And the control through fascism is you get to keep your production facility, but the output from the production is taken away from you. It's Nazi Germany's model, where the communists say, no, I'm taking your factory. I'm taking your farming, your agricultural stuff. You're gone. You're out of here. You can work for pittance on this. And this whole concept goes against the very framework that the Almighty gave us when he put us on this earth. He gave us incredible freedom, he or she, or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call the Almighty or the powers that be or whatever. But this is something greater than any one of us. He said, go to the earth, put names on the animals. Do what you have to do. Learn. Let us eat from the, if you believe the analogy through the Bible, then eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So you would know the right from wrong. And then God gives us free will. That's weird. I mean, he gives us this knowledge, and then he gives us free will to make a decision. Why doesn't he just tell us be good all the time? The only answer I have is because he wants us to experience this freedom so we come to the conclusion of what is right or what is wrong, and we act in an appropriate way. Now, this is far-out stuff. I understand that, and it's religious, and that's not our objective here. But I'm saying that there's a corollary here between this eternity and where we live here, particularly in the United States. And the corollary is that this election is not about Joe Biden or Trump or Democrat or Republican. This election is about freedom on one hand or collectivism / control on the other hand. That's really what it boils down to.
Donald Trump is threatening those that have been in power, and that is why I think they are pulling out all stops to try to defeat him. I've got to think this polling data that we talked about in the last segment that has Biden up by 16 points, I don't think they believe it. Because if they did believe that that was the case, they would not be showing their hand to their true motives that they have out there. But I feel like they're pulling out all stops. I think it's going to backfire on them because it will allow the American people to actually see what has been happening. And I think it will backfire on them, but they are pulling out all stops on this, Jay Davidson.
Well, I think you're right. Trump has come into office and he's been hated since before he was elected. And I think the reason is that the corruption that we're seeing in the deep state is much worse than we even thought it was. And you look at some of the simple stuff. I mean, the Joe Biden thing we talked about. Well, this guy's amassed net assets around, $250 million in 50 years in government, getting paid $200,000 a year? Or Barack Obama going from an obscure senator out of Illinois to owning multi-million dollar homes all over the country and the world, or Bernie Sanders, you know, the ultimate communist, so-called, and yet he's got three multi-million dollar homes. This, you know, the Clinton Foundation blows my mind. She's Secretary of State, and during the 2 years that she's Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation amasses $125 million in donations. So the corruption is deep, and I think that is what the politicians, particularly the leftists, are afraid of. Because this is their gravy train. It has nothing to do with their philosophy, because I don't think they have any. They espouse this "we're the nice guys" stuff, and we're going to give you free stuff, but that's, they couldn't care less about that. Power and money and corruption, you know, when not supervised, go together.
Well, and when they talk about Donald Trump, and one of the things that they've been looking at is, oh, we need to see his tax returns. And then they said he only paid $750 in taxes, which I don't believe that. I think they were trying to use that to get at his tax returns, that then they would bring up all kinds of different things that people that don't understand those complex tax returns. But I am more interested in finding out how a politician like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden amassed these fortunes when they had these long careers in politics. I'm more interested in seeing their tax returns and their finances than a billionaire that becomes a politician and in 3.5 years has done amazing things for everyday hardworking Americans.
Yeah, it's kind of on the other side of the spectrum, and that's, I think, one of the reasons that they fear Trump so much, hate him so much, use every tool in their pocketbook to destroy him, to the point of being a little bit absurd, I'm afraid.
Well, most definitely. When that whole Russiagate thing first broke, some of the stories that they told about Trump on that, I thought there's no way that that is true. And at that point, I thought it was bogus. Now, 3.5 years later, we find out that there was nothing regarding the Russians and Trump, but it was really the Russians and Biden, Biden and China. I think that this next week is going to be really interesting as we're getting up to election, the election on the 4th. We have just a couple of minutes left, Jay Davidson. What is the final thought that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
I think, you know, you touched on it. Your epiphany is right on the money. Think about what you are voting and for whom you are voting, and not so much the person, but which party follows what you believe in more. As I've studied this and thought about it, I don't buy into the leftist attitude of control through taxation, regulation, new laws, new impediments to us. I believe in the Republican ideal. Not that the Republicans always live by it. They sure as heck don't. I'm very disappointed there. But the underlying idea is there's a constitutional republic here that we need to protect. It's not a democracy, folks. It's a constitutional republic. And we have an economic system called capitalism that falls perfectly in line with the precepts of the Constitution. And the Constitution protects the sanctity of the individual. It creates all these laws and controls. All those laws and controls, if you read the Constitution and Bill of Rights, are directed at the federal government to prevent the government from getting too powerful. The whole idea and the whole strength that we have through a capitalistic economy is the freedom that we can make our own choices and we can retain the benefits of that hard work to some extent. Now, we have to pay something. I understand that. But overall, much more should be sitting in your pockets than in some politician's pocket.
Very well said, Jay Davidson. I so appreciate each show when we get to do these. I always learn something. I recommend people put their thinking caps on, and a show with Jay Davidson will do that. Jay Davidson, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Kim. Keep up the good work.
Okay. And our quote for today is from rapper 50 Cent. Rapper 50 Cent on Tuesday confirmed that he's backing President Trump for re-election. saying he could become 20 cent under Democrat Joe Biden's plan for higher taxes. My friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't serve.